just you. You scared me. I was just kind of tired, so I came to rest. Oh, well, it was still loud in the tent. I could hear everybody talking outside. Yeah, I was sleeping sitting up. Everybody can do that. Why are you interrogating me? Is this 20 questions or what? I just don't like scary stories. I can't sleep after hearing them. I mean, I don't like scary anything, but what am I supposed to do? Ask everybody not to have fun because I'm a little bitch? I didn't expect anybody else to come up here. I was just gonna play on my phone till the stories were finished. No, why are you so concerned about what I'm doing right now? No, I'm sorry. I'm being defensive. It's just really embarrassing. I've never met anyone who's half as scared of everything as I am. Spiders, the dark, deep water, high places, being alone, strangers, forests, loud noises, quiet noises, and a whole bunch more. I just can't think of them right now. Did you know that humans are born afraid of only two things? Loud noises and falling from high places. Everything else is learned throughout your life. Call me a scholar, because I've sure learned a lot. Yeah, I hate horror movies. And anything that remotely resembles the plot of a horror movie. And look, what are we? A bunch of stupid college students camping out in a forest that's had a lot of murders. That's the plot of a horror movie. That's the plot of, like, every horror movie ever. And look, I don't know about you, but I don't want my final moments alive to be at the hands of the hash-slinging slasher or whatever the fuck. And come on. Have you ever seen a black person survive a horror movie? I'd be the first to go based on that alone. Okay, well, Jordan Peele movies don't count. No, they don't, for obvious reasons. Of course a black person's gonna survive. You'd protect me? Thanks. I appreciate the sentiment. Thunder? No, I'm not afraid of thunder. I mean, I don't like it, but it doesn't really scare me. It's more annoying than anything. Oh? No, it's not silly. Lots of people are afraid of thunder. And, I mean, I see how it could be scary. It's literally a loud noise. You were born with it. It doesn't make you a little bitch. It's kind of cute, I guess. Anyways, shouldn't you be out there? I hear you tell really good spooky stories. I'm sure your adoring fans are wondering where you are. Bye. Jesus, stop doing that. God, what's wrong? you forget something? I don't think you left anything in here. Oh. I didn't know you wanted to do that. Whoa, hey, slow down. No. Of course I don't think less of you. Why, 'cause you're afraid of thunder? Didn't you hear that laundry list of things I'm afraid of? Pretty sure I'm afraid of my own shadow. I promise, it doesn't matter. I'm happy you're comfortable enough to share that kind of stuff with me. Especially if you haven't told anybody else before. We don't have to focus on what we're scared of. Let's just focus on each other. When you kiss me there. You can touch me. Good. Oh, your fingers. Yeah, it feels good. Like that. No, don't stare at it like that. It's embarrassing. I know, I cream a lot. I can clean it off your fingers if... Or you can clean it off your fingers. Wait. You want me to cream even more than before? All over your tongue. In your mouth. Fuck yes. 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 Oh god. Keep licking it like that. I'm gonna come. I'm... All up. Fuck. Kiss me. Fuck. My whole entire pussy is just covered in your spit. Your cock will slip right in. No, sit down. I want to ride you. That's right. Take it off. Take it all off. Fuck. Too wet. I still need some friction. That's right. Help me slip it in. Oh. Stretching me. I can feel it. Yeah, just like that. Grab my hips. You feel so good. Yeah, that's it. Fuck. Fuck me back. Fuck yourself into me. Oh, God. Fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Yes, that's right. Fuck. Yes, yes. Oh. Everybody made fun of me for getting this stupid van. Look at it. It's useful, right? Besides, nobody was complaining when they had to cram all their bags into it. Did it feel good for you? Yeah, it felt good. I was not expecting that to happen. Here, there's wipes in the glove compartment. No, I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm just, that was, it felt really good. Stay close for a second. Do you think they're still telling stories out there? You said you'd protect me, you know, in case of a murderer or whatever. I don't know, it's funny, I guess. I'm surprised we're not dead now. Yeah. Every time a couple's fucking somewhere, they die. Well, lucky us, right? Maybe it's a sign. Yeah, maybe we have to fuck more. Or else the story won't be complete. Or maybe we get to go home and live. And then in like 30 years, we can come back to this forest and be like, we survived! What's that? Yeah. I mean, we can try to share a tent. Both of us are kind of small. I think we'd have to sleep on top of each other. Yeah. I wouldn't mind. We should probably get dressed and head out before they wonder where we- Oh my god. Oh no. We've been spotted. I mean, at least it's not the hash-slinging slasher, right? Oh boy.